The Green Light by Barry Payne. The man looked down at the figure of the woman on the couch. The little silver clock on the mantelpiece began to chime. He could not bear the sound of it. He flew at the clock like a madman and dashed it on the ground and stamped on it. Then he drew down the blind and opened the door and listened. There was no one on the staircase. Silence seemed now as intolerable to him as the sound had been a moment before. He tried to whistle, but his lips were too dry and made only a ridiculous hissing sound. Closing the door behind him, he ran down the staircase and out into the street. The woman on the couch never moved or spoke. It was late in the afternoon. The light from the low sun penetrated the green blind and took from it a horrible colour that seemed to tint the face of the woman on the couch. Flies came out of the dark corners of the room, sulkily busy, crawling and buzzing. One very little fly passed backwards and forwards over the woman's white-ringed hand. It moved rapidly, a black speck. Outside in the street, the man stepped from the pavement into the roadway. A cabman shouted and swore at him, and someone dragged him back by the arm and told him roughly to look where he was going. He stood still for a minute and rubbed his forehead with his hand. This would not do. The critical moment had come, the moment when above all things it was necessary that his nerve should be perfect and his thoughts clear. And now, when he tried to think, a picture came before the thought and filled his mind. The picture of a white face with the green light upon it, and his heart was beating too fast, and it seemed to him almost audibly. He began to feel his pulse, counting the strokes out loud as he stood on the curb. Then he was conscious that two or three boys and loafers were standing in a little group watching him and laughing at him. One of the loafers handed him his hat. It had fallen off when he dodged back onto the pavement, and he had not noticed it. He took the hat and felt for some coins to give the man. He found a half-crown and a halfpenny. He held them in his hand and stared at them, and forgot why he had wanted them. Then he suddenly remembered and gave them. There was a loud yell of laughter. The boys and loafers were running away, and he heard one of them shouting, "Let the old stinker out a bit too soon, ain't they?" And another, "Gone, he's tight. That's all's wrong with him."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?